Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Parents of teens have plenty of things to worry about, but one of them is making sure their kids are safe behind the wheel. But now the Ford Motor Company has developed technology that will give parents the power to make sure that their kids drive slower, wear their safety belt, and don't crank the radio so loud, even when they're not in the car. With me now to talk about this new impressive technology is Tom Miller, product development engineer at the Ford Motor Company. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
This is called the MyKey technology. Explain to our listeners how it works.
Okay, yeah, the MyKey technology is going to be a standard feature we're going to offer on all vehicles starting in 2009, debuting on the Ford Focus. And what it is, it's a interface that allows the parent to configure any key on the vehicle as a MyKey. And when they do create a MyKey, as you said earlier, the vehicle speed will be limited, and some speed chimes will activate to remind the teenage driver to slow down. And if they don't wear the seatbelt, we're going to mute the radio and limit the volume on the audio system.
And how does this actually work? What technology allows this to actually be available to parents?
But this builds off an existing technology. I think in 1996, Ford introduced a secure key. We call it the passive anti-theft system, which has a transponder chip in the key, and we're building off that system and just using that system to identify a key as a MyKey.
And you've done some polling of parents in particular about how they feel about these issues and how they would like some control over making sure their kids are reminded to wear their seatbelts, to keep the speed down, and to keep the radio volume down. What sort of results did you find from this survey?
In this survey, we found that it's well-received with the parents, and I think a significant advantage of MyKey is the parents will give the teenagers more access to the vehicle with this key, which then gives the teenage drivers more time behind the wheel to become better drivers within a somewhat controlled environment. It's not an invasive system, but it's going to monitor behaviors that the parent would if the parent was in the vehicle. If a parent was in the vehicle, they make sure the teenage driver is wearing their seatbelt, tell them to watch their speed, and not play the radio so loud.
How has this been tested to this point, and what kind of results are you getting back from parents and kids?
Well, again, in our survey, we found that parents, the concerns of parents is speeding and loud music and seatbelt usage, along with cell phone usage while driving. So MyKey complements the Ford Sync system that we have introduced. And the teenagers, at first, they weren't overly excited about the system, but when they learned that they would get more access to the family vehicle, their acceptance doubled. So I think it's a win-win for both the parents and the teenagers. And
just to follow up on that point, initially 67% of teenagers didn't want the MyKey features, but as you mentioned, when it led to them getting the car more often, only 36% objected to the technology. So that's certainly a sign that teens are willing to make that trade. In terms of cost eventually, did you say earlier that this is going to be standard on vehicles so it won't cost extra?
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a standard feature. No cost to the parent, and there's no hardware for the parent to purchase or install. It's going to be a standard feature in our vehicles.
How much technological savvy are parents going to need to program this and make sure they can program it in a way that their kids can't override it?
It's as easy as setting any other setting in the vehicle through the message center, just as you would turn your auto lock features on or off, or resetting your oil life. The teenage driver could defeat it by simply sneaking mom or dad's key, but we do address that by offering the parent some information so they know how often the key is being used. And so if the parent notices that the system's not being used, then they know that the teenager's not using the system.
So all sorts of safeguards in there to make sure that the kids are as safe as possible, because it's proven over and over again in surveys that and studies and just mere facts that the number one cause of deaths at that age is auto accidents. So I'm sure parents are very excited about this technology. Real quickly, Tom, where can folks learn more about the MyKey system?
On the Ford website, www.ford.com.
Ford.com. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Tom Miller is product development engineer at the Ford Motor Company. Still ahead on this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll check in with the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network and look at how the fight against cancer is going state by state. But up next, we'll talk with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint and his book, Why We Whisper, his call for culturally conservative Americans to stand up and fight for what they believe in. This is Dateline Washington.